Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It starts with, you know, when you preview and break down North Carolina, it starts with offensively. It starts quarterback Drake May. Drake is a legacy guy at North Carolina. His brother, Luke May, was a terrific basketball player for the Tar Heels in the middle of the last decade. His younger brother, Bo, just walked onto the team. His dad played football at North Carolina. This is a kid that the main name in Tar Heel country is gold, and this young man is a redshirt freshman, has burst onto the scenes. His stat line is impressive, to say the least. 2,283 yards, 70% completion percentage, 24 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. He's also their leading rusher with 378 yards and 3 touchdowns. This is a guy that can beat you with his arm, he can beat you with his feet, and he can beat you mentally. This is a pro prospect. As good a quarterback as Pitt will see all year, and he has really taken the reins from Sam Howell and taken almost to another level. They are playing really good offense right now. First in the league in scoring offense, almost 42 points a game. Lead the league in pass offense, nearly 330. Pass efficiency, total yards, third down conversions, fourth down conversions. They have been terrific. I'd say their only blemish has really been they've given up 19 sacks. And that's where the Panthers, I think, can start to stem the tide with this North Carolina team. If they can do what they did to Sam Howell in the past couple matchups where they get them off schedule, they get in his face. If they can do that to Drake May tonight, they got a chance to slow this offense down. But if he's got time back there and is able to extend plays as he really proficiently does, it could be a struggle for this Panther defense. They've got to play well. But I look at, and Josh Downs is an explosive receiver. This is a terrific offense. But you got to go back to week 2. In order to find the blueprint, in my opinion, or the evidence that, A, this Pitt defense is playing as good as it's played under Pat Narduzzi, and they're not doing it with just, you know, wreaking havoc and sacks galore. I mean, this is a pedestrian year in terms of sacks for the Panthers. They're fourth in the league, 17th in the country with 21, but they haven't had a 5-sack game yet this year. They had 7 5-sack games in 2021. 7. They haven't registered 5 sacks in a game yet this season. Now, you can attribute that to the opponent and what they're trying to do to avoid those sacks, but it's also, I think, evidence to the fact that Pitt's still getting pressure on the quarterback, but they're forcing the ball out quickly. They're tackling the catch. They're getting off the field. They're still doing a nice job on third down. So it's not the same formula. It's still the same components, but it's not the sacks of the quarterback that's really can be attributed to why this defense is playing well. It's what they're doing in the secondary and in the coverage unit. And you go back to that Tennessee game and you see probably that's as controlled as Tennessee's offense has been all year. Pitt held Tennessee, who averages 571 yards of offense and 50 points a game, to 416 yards of offense and 34 points with an overtime period. This is a Tennessee team that scored 56 or 59, I forget, points against Alabama. Pitt held them to 34 points. They stopped the run. They kept Hendon Hooker in the pocket. Sure, there were a couple big passes. That's going to happen. That's what explosive offenses do. But they were able to contain that offense, and they need to bottle that tonight against North Carolina. I don't think North Carolina is as good as Tennessee, but they're as good as Pitt is going to face the rest of the year offensively, and really all year other than the Tennessee Volunteers, and that's high company for the Tar Heels. But this defense is doing it differently. Could it be a night where they get five sacks? I think so. Can the coverage start to supplement and help that sack unit? I mean, they're getting great play back there from Eric Hallett, named a Thorpe Award semifinalist this year. He's really been terrific. Brandon Hill's been great on the back end. And they're getting good corner play. A.J. Woods with a big pick last week. And it really, you know, this defense starts, it used to start with, again, these gaudy sack numbers. And they don't have them this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Sure. But one thing they do have is they've got Servassier Dennis in the middle and Eric Hallett and Brandon Hill on the back end. And that kind of triangle of leadership and experience has this defense playing at a really high level in a way that Pitt fans haven't become accustomed to under Pat Narduzzi. Still playing the same scheme. You're going to see corners out there one-on-one, safeties one-on-one in the slot, but they're not getting after the quarterback the way they like, but they're not letting that affect them. And that's really, you know, this isn't a feast or famine defense. This is a defense that can beat you a couple different ways and can control you in a couple different ways, and they're going to need to do that tonight because surely North Carolina knows, and Mack Brown said it, they've had a hard time blocking Pitt, and they're going to do everything they can tonight to try to block the Panthers up and avoid Drake May taking sacks. Flip the script to the other side of the ball. North Carolina defensively has been porous at times this year. They've given up the run. They're 14th in the conference, giving up 186 yards rushing a game. The Panthers average 189. They've got the best tailback in the league in Izzy Abanikanda. That's a matchup that should yield some results for the Panthers, have a chance to pop some big ones. We saw Rodney Hammond back last week. I like that Wildcat package. I think they'll dabble in that tonight as well with Rodney and Izzy in the backfield at the same time. We'll see how they deploy it and how consistently they can get to it because you have to believe that North Carolina is going to have some sort of check to get ready for that. But this game tonight and every game on the remainder of the schedule, and by the way, I believe that every game in the remainder of the schedule, the Panthers will have a chance to win. And the Panthers, you could argue, should win. Tonight, obviously, they're a three-point dog, but every game on this schedule, and tonight is a prime example, they have got to generate a competent, complementary passing game, and they can't turn the football over. The Louisville game last week, I don't want to revisit it too much because the proof's kind of in the pudding. If you watched the game, if you rewatched the game, if you read the clippings, if you read the box score, you know what happened. The Panthers turned it over three times in the red zone, failed on fourth down twice. You're not going to win a whole lot of games doing that. And Keaton Slovis was inconsistent. The first interception was a poor decision. The second one was a combination of things. But they were both in scoring territory. They got to avoid that tonight, first and foremost. And then secondly, this offense needs to generate some explosives. And it can't just be Israel Abanikanda. They've got to get the ball down the field. They've got to get to push the ball down the field and make some plays that can eat up some yards and get some 6-7 play scoring drives. I mean, this team has consistently depended upon 10, 12, 15 play scoring drives. And over that, you know, mass of plays with that volume, you're going to have some negative plays and penalties that are going to make it difficult. You're going to get yourself in third and long, and you can't consistently convert those. you can't consistently convert to. This Pitt team has proven that it's had trouble at times avoiding that penalty or that sack or negative run despite their success running the football. So when the more at-bats you have, the more chance you have to have those types of things. So they've got to generate some explosives and try to control the game in the same way. Try to control the clock. I don't think you want to get into a track meet with North Carolina, but you're going to have to score points to beat this Carolina football team. It's not going to be a game where you score 17 and win or 21 and win. This is a game you got to score 30 to win. And I think if the Panthers do score 30 tonight, I think they do win. I think they do win. I think they win a really big game on the road against a ranked opponent that could really propel them into the rest of the year. Coming off last week, this game became even more critical. It was always going to be telling. And now Pitt has two losses in the Coastal. Obviously, they're counting on others to slip up, but they can control tonight, knocking off North Carolina, giving them their first loss. Duke almost did it last week. Duke almost did it, it was 2 weeks ago, rather. Almost knocked off Carolina 2 weeks ago. The Panthers have a chance tonight to put one L in the North Carolina column, to put a win back in their column, and gain some momentum coming back for a home matchup that could be huge next week against Syracuse at 3:30. Cuse hosts Notre Dame today. So this is a game where, again, this team hasn't put it together. We've heard that refrain. We've heard Pat Narduzzi say they've beaten themselves. This is all true. But that refrain can become a little bit old if you don't take care of business and go out and put it together finally. And they're going to need to do that to beat North Carolina tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.